Good morning. It is 10:30 here on 980 WCAP, and you are tuning into Chamber Chat. We're having so much fun today.
We are. Great weather, great destinations, and now we get to talk about amazing food.
Yes. What a show. I'm Danielle McFadden, president of the Chamber, joined by
Karen Bergeron, vice president.
And we're joined by Joe Carrero from El Portro. Yay. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
It is amazing that you've been a huge success since you opened up in Lowell, and such a success. You have a new location.
We do. We just, at the end of August, opened up our third location in Malden, Massachusetts. Not because we don't love the places where we are, and nor do we want to become a franchise. It's just more what Malden has represents for us is basically the dream that we have always looked for, a place where we could really showcase everything that we do in a way that allows people to kind of visit in groups. We've always get clients who come in, they want to have a birthday party or a rehearsal dinner or some sort of, you know, event of some kind, and both of our locations are very small in nature, so in order to accommodate a larger group, we would have to either close to the public, which would make lots of people unhappy, or we close down, you know, and try to keep the public as much as we can happy by allowing for a few seats. So we're able to locate this, and it gives us a lot of opportunities to kind of really present places. You know, there's at least two or three different places within the restaurant that allow us to kind of host a smaller group.
Great.
We're not talking like a 100, you know, person, you know, wedding reception or anything, but we, you know, can, for instance, on Friday night, we had a party of 15 celebrating someone's birthday, and then we had a party of 11 doing a neighborhood dinner. They always go out to eat once a month as a neighborhood, all the neighbors, and they picked us to come.
Excellent.
And at the same time, we served the public, and we had another area where people were able to be loud and boisterous, which brings us to another great thing that we've always wanted to do, which is our band is based around what is called California-style mariachi. Mm-hmm. And California-style mariachi, what happens is they basically can roam the restaurant, and so it's very non-centric to a stage or things of that nature. So what it allows us to do now is to have a traditional California style mariachi, you know, experience for folks, where they can come in and the band will walk around and serenade you, which is, it's kind of cool, you know.
It's
to
so
watch.
Much fun. Yeah. Sometimes you're right out on Merrimack Street, the band, and
sometimes that's what we
listening.
Have to do. Yeah, demand will, you know, dictate that that's where we have to be sometimes.
Yes, and there's no complaints. Where everybody's always listening and enjoying it and opening their doors.
That's right.
And
we love it.
One of my favorite compliments that we get is when people tell me that they were walking by on Merrimack Street, and it's only happened in Lowell, and they see the band or they hear the band from outside, and they come into the restaurant. And you know,
excellent.
How much better, you know, is that? You know, so it's great.
And you've been on Merrimack Street for
November 2013. We
so
opened
almost
up
almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
That's so exciting!
I know, it's fun to be able to, you know, think of the fact that it's, you know, 2 years past.
And Lowell was your second location, and your first was in Somerville.
Our first is in Somerville, still there, in Union Square, and you know, we're just thrilled, you know, about, you know, both Somerville and Lowell doing so well. You know, we're one of the great things about Lowell when we were looking at the location was, is we really knew that downtown was, you know, in the midst of, you know, bursting into a revitalization, and you know, we used to talk a lot about wanting to be part of that revitalization, and now we are, and it's great.
Are.
And in Union Square, where our original location is kind of experiencing the same thing. I grew up in Somerville, and probably from the time that I can remember, they were always saying about the Green Line coming to Somerville, the Green Line coming to Somerville. Well, it's finally coming to Somerville, and Union Square is going to be kind of the diamond in that necklace. And so there's a lot of really great stuff going on there, and we kind of feel excited that we're a part of, you know, both locations kind of really growing and being part of that rebirth.
And every time I'm on Facebook, someone's posting a picture of the food from El Portro.
Yeah, it's the funny thing. I personally don't like the food pictures because...
No.
I love the food. The food pictures, I always feel like they don't necessarily do the food justice. The captions and the words that kind of follow her. Yes. It's one of those things. It's kind of that opposite of old adage, you know, a picture's worth 1,000 words. I really think you need 1,000 words sometimes. And so it's nice. We really do appreciate our customers posting the pictures. I always just worry, though, that somebody's going to say, oh, that doesn't look good. And it's one of the reasons is because we serve authentic Mexican cuisine, so it's not pretty. Mm-hmm. The basis of what we do is if you walked into somebody's kitchen in Mexico, you would see a plate that everything's all on top of each other and everything is meant to, you know, be consumed, you know, together, because that's what it's really supposed to be about. Whereas if you go to some of our competition, everything looks pretty. Everything's got a nice little place and it's got a garnish and all that. That's not authentic. Authentic is, you know, an at-home type of plate. So it doesn't necessarily translate to photography very well, but, you know, it really translates well into your belly when you're
eating it. I'll take the authentic any day of the week.
Well, thank you very much.
What are some of your favorite items on the menu?
Me, personally, I love the enchiladas. Those are my personal favorite. But I think that being with the company, you know, since its beginning, my tastes have evolved as well. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of things that I didn't necessarily reach out and try when I first started with them, but now I'll use as a go-to item. The burritos are everybody's favorite, and what I love about our burritos is we pretty much can put anything that you want into it. I know Danielle's new favorite go-to item is her veggie burrito, so, you know, wanted to mention
I think
them.
I might deliver a burrito.
There you go. But we were just talking about with someone the other day, the chili rellenos, which are on our menu, which for some of you who are of Italian descent, it's almost like a stuffed pepper, but better. It's, you know, got the cheeses and the Mexican flavors all baked in, and that's actually become my favorite dinner option. So when I bring the family or try to bring someone to the restaurant to showcase it for dinner, that's my go-to item now.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Do you have any changes to the menu?
We don't change the menu very often because, frankly, what we put on the menu is what is really the authentic taste of Mexico. And so occasionally what we will do is we'll have unadvertised specials is, I guess, the best way of putting it. We will try something that and is not typically on the menu just to kind of see if folks like it. So, for instance, we recently had a dish that was really, you know, a fish-based dish, but it really incorporated a lot of fresh vegetables, tomatoes, peppers, things of that nature. It's not on the menu anywhere, but we were talking about it in all the restaurants to kind of see how folks would react to it. When we had Restaurant Week a couple weeks ago, we had a few different things, and it's funny, we got a really good response to our to the chicken dish that we put on the menu, and so much so that we're considering maybe adding it to the menu. But most of the time what we do is we keep the menu pretty standard, and we just let folks know that, you know, we might be, you know, serving something a little different on a given night depending on what we have. Because it's just more... it's more traditional, I guess.
Absolutely.
They keep it the way it is.
You have such a loyal client base, too, that
we
if you
do
change the menu, there might be an uproar.
Yeah, well, I don't want any uproars. I was actually talking with someone the other day about the fact that I was visiting a restaurant up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and they had a sweet potato burrito on their menu. And obviously, sweet potato is not a traditional thing that you put into a burrito, but I had to try it just in case. And I will fully admit, I liked it. But so I was speaking with our general manager, Elias, about it, and he was laughing at me. He's like, who would put a sweet potato in a burrito? That's not Mexican. And I'm like, no, it wasn't. I was eating in an Irish pub. But, you know, it was something I had to try. So obviously there are folks who, you know, have their new takes on Mexican, and that's great. Mm-hmm. And we love that because anybody who's introduced to Mexican food is a good thing for us because, you know, they can go and they can experience different flavors and they can come and sit in our restaurant and obviously, you know, enjoy what it is that they enjoy.
Absolutely. Now, is there anything else you want the listeners to know about El Potro?
Well, one of the things that kind of brought me here today was how excited we've been about becoming, you know, what I would call community partners with a lot of folks. Mm-hmm. With the expansion into Malden and the wonderful response we received up here in Lowell, it's really changed our mindset about being local first. And so one of the things we've tried to do in the last year since our first anniversary up in Lowell is really reach out and be a part of the community. We had a lot of different experiences this year in Lowell where there were a lot of community events that were going on outside of the downtown area, fundraisers, things of that nature, and I answered every single one of them. It was my mission to, you know, send them a gift certificate or do something to sponsor it and really publish it on our social media. And we were able to do the same in our Somerville location, and it really feels nice to give back. You know, one of our best experiences that we've had since we've been up in Lowell was the I'm going to say his position wrong, but I think it's the vice president of the Lowell General Hospital mm-hmm. is a big fan. And he came in and he asked us, you know, would we be willing to have our band stand out front during the Lowell General Cancer Walk that they have every year? And so we said, sure. And that first year, you know, we hadn't even been open a year. There was such a tremendous outpouring of just, you know, success with just having the band out there at 10 o'clock in the morning, you know, singing some songs. All the walkers and the runners were just cheering, and we had so many people come back to say that it was just so much fun to walk by our location that when they asked us again, it was just a natural yes. And it was from that event that really it changed our mindset toward being community partner. And that's recently, in anticipation of opening our Malden restaurant, we were sitting with the chamber down there, and they, you know, kind of do a community, you know, local first kind of campaign where chamber members offer chamber to chamber discounts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it struck me that I never reached out to you guys or to other folks about, you know, doing that. So we made an initiative where we want our chamber members to, you know, feel like, you know, we're all one big family, and we want our community partners who might not be members of the chambers to know that, you know, we really believe in local first, and, you know, it's not just, you know, a sign that we're going to put in our windows. It's really a commitment to making sure that, you know, that everybody shops local, keeps it local. And so we've really made an effort in this past year to do that. And that's something we're very proud of. And I just, you know, felt like it was something that I wanted to mention here today to,
absolutely,
you know, to sustain that commitment.
And that's the thing that Lowell's known for, their partnership. So it's always absolutely great to get a great partner in the community. Yeah. If folks want to eat at El Potro in Lowell, can you give the address and all your information?
Sure. The address is 124 Merrimack Street. And our telephone number is 978-455-2840. And you can always find us on our website at elportromexicangrill.com. You can see all of the information on all three locations, as well as where the band is playing on what night, in case you're interested, because the band comes and visits every one of our locations on a weekly basis.
So much fun. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Always nice to see you and to chat.
Thank you.
And we will be back with the Merrimack Valley Food Bank. You're listening to Chamber Chat on 980 WCAP, where
everybody gets it.